Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good afternoon. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. A company with more than 2,000 employees in the Quad Cities will soon have a new owner. Yesterday, Arcana Corporation announced it's been sold to the private investment firm Apollo Global Management that will take the company private. The $5.2 billion acquisition is expected to close in the second half of this year. The Davenport Works in Riverdale now employs 2,400 people, including 1,900 members of the Steelworkers Union. Spokesman Lee Schaefer says there shouldn't be much, if any, immediate impact because they have a contract that runs through 2026. Arconic became a standalone company 3 years ago when it was spun off from Alcoa. This year's flood by the Mississippi River appears to be over, at least for now. The river has already crested downstream at Keatsburg and has reached its highest level in Burlington. National Weather Service hydrologist Matt Wilson says dry weather has helped reduce possible flood levels so far this spring, but he is expecting some rain in our area this weekend. He says today the Mississippi in both Dubuque and Bellevue will drop from what's considered major flood stage to moderate flood stage.
And so at the end of our 7-day forecast window, so that will be May 11th, that's next Thursday, we expect the recession to be well underway. Every location will be out of major flood stage. Up at Dubuque, we're expecting everything to be in minor, and then moderate flooding from Comanche down to Burlington.
It's fallen a little more than half a foot in the Quad Cities since cresting on Monday at 6.5 feet over flood stage and is expected to fall another 2 feet through next week. Thanks to the flood, the downtown Davenport Farmers Market has moved. Instead of being in the parking lot by Modern Woodman Park and the Freight House, it'll be held at the Scott County Administration Building at 600 West 4th Street. The Wednesday and Saturday markets will be held there until floodwaters recede. The Freight House will also be closed until further notice. Well, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill into law on Thursday that would provide an estimated $100 million in property tax relief. Katarina Sestark reports.
Reynolds signed the bill surrounded by Republican lawmakers on the final day of the legislative session. It would limit local government spending by requiring cities and counties to lower their property tax rates if they see more than 3% growth in taxable valuation. It also targets more than $50 million in property tax relief to veterans and seniors, and requires local governments to provide detailed information to taxpayers about what their money is being used for. Reynolds says it's the most significant property tax reform in state history.
You know, hardworking Iowans have been asking for property tax relief, and today we're delivering on that ask.
The bill passed the legislature this week with near unanimous support. Reynolds says she's not done working on property and income tax cuts. I'm Katarina Sestarik, IPR News.
Democratic state lawmakers in Illinois are trying to combat book bans in public libraries. State Senator Laura Murphy from suburban Des Plaines sponsored a measure that would disqualify libraries from receiving state funding if they ban books because of political or religious pressure. Murphy says it's important to protect the right of people to read and expand their viewpoints.
How many of you read Catcher in the Rye, The Great Gatsby, To Kill a Mockingbird? All those books now are being proposed to be banned in certain states. Those are literary classics that we need to teach every American.
Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Giannoulias initiated the proposal, which now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker for his signature. The American Library Association reports 67 attempts to ban books in Illinois just last year. And funding for Iowa's area education agencies would be cut by nearly $30 million under budget proposals advancing in the legislature. The 9 AEAs around the state, including one based in Bettendorf, provide special education and other services to both public and private school students. In the forecast for this afternoon in the WVIK listening area, partly sunny with a high around 73 and south winds gusting up to about 20 miles per hour. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.